Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. This is episode 83. I am your host, Zoinks, joined as always by Deucenex and Ven. What is going on, the two of you? It has been a week since our last recording. It's also been a week in the community. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff this episode. Everybody who is listening, it's been a lot going on in the competitive Pokemon Unite community. Definitely. A lot of stuff that's really tough, very difficult, and not good things, so we're going to be talking about all that. If you are outside of the competitive community, because I know a small portion of our listenership is, like, they just kind of listen because it's a Pokemon Unite podcast, and you're interested in the game, you're outside of the community as a whole. I know that's a very, very small listenership of our of what we have. Obviously, we're very tailored towards the competitive community, but basically, just wanted to say, later on in the episode, we'll be discussing some of the changes to the game, a few of the things in the competitive circuit, but we are going to be talking upfront about the issues that have been happening on Twitter and in Discord servers and things like that, and even outside of that, at the start of this episode. So just as a fair warning, and just kind of what you can look at for the episode. But I do have one more piece of news that is pretty sad to me, but I think... as long as it's good for them, then this is going to be your last episode here on the Overdunk podcast. So, just want to say, how you feeling? How you doing? And yeah, let them know what's going to be kind of happening tonight.
Yep. Some people are already aware of this. I have been taking further steps away from the Unite community as a whole for a abundance of personal reasons. Later on in the show, after we've gone through all the important topics, I'll give a little bit of a speech where I'll go into some of them. Most of them aren't going to come up, but, you know, it's, I've been here for a while, so it's very emotional, but Not letting myself get started.
Well, we just wanted to make sure everybody knew up front, not something that we're going to, like, surprise you at the end of the episode with. So thank you, Ven. I'm looking forward to what you got to say. Deucenex, thank you for being here as well. I know it's been a wild week for all of us, but how you feeling?
Not great. It's pretty tough to feel good about something you're so passionate about, given the texture of the last, whatever, 6 days.
Yeah.
Longer than that. Time is an incalculable factor for me right now. Every time getting on X or Twitter or Discord is just another level of, like, catastrophic real life calamities over and over again. Yeah. And however we're going to end up talking about this, there are some things that hit closer to home than others based on your own life perspective, sure, this place you are in life, the things that are closer to you naturally, right? This week was particularly bad.
Let's jump into it, because obviously it's front of mind for everybody. We wanted to talk about it right at the start of the episode. The stuff that's been going on, the competitive Pokemon Unite sphere, online, in person, whatever it is, has been awful recently. Let's just kind of go through. I'm going to give my best kind of synopsis. It'll be very surface level and kind of above, just so we can kind of talk about anything specifically that we want to. Obviously, there was a very well-known streamer and player named Scolded. Information came out that they were having a relationship with someone a lot younger than them, a minor, knowingly. And so, obviously, that hit really, really hard for a lot of members of the community, because they're a very well-beloved streamer. A lot of people were huge fans of them. To be so hurt by, like, these revelations were devastating. So there was all that, which in itself is enough to be having crazy weight behind it, enough to be, like, devastating to a community. But on top of that, of course, a video surfaced of another player, a competitive player, Red Love, who had was seen hitting their child on stream. And so obviously that has sparked a discussion, more so just, like, a lot of lost faith in the competitive community, people taking sides, stances, discussions that don't even stay in the topics that they should be discussing, and spiral out into other ways, and just all kinds of negative stuff on top of each other, on top of each other, on top of each other. There's more, technically. I feel like those are the two main things that people have been discussing, impacted by, hurt by. There's some EU drama, there's some OC drama, but all of that feels just very typical gamer drama. This stuff is not typical. Mm-hmm. Calling it drama feels like very low-hanging fruit and not correct either. Like this is real life stuff that has been really freaking awful to deal with. So that is like the general synopsis. Now, I mentioned in the pre-show and like chat and comments or whatever when discussing this stuff, this podcast is mostly just being sent out to make people aware of what has been going on, but also just to kind of hear our opinions on it. I don't want it to be too toxic or at each other's throats in any kind of debate or anything like that. This isn't really a spot for that. But that being said, Ven or Dupesnacks, either of you want to kick off talking about this?
Sure, I'll give it a whirl. I think I'm not particularly eloquent in writing, which is why I typically don't put a lot on X that isn't besides just like service level stuff or quick hit analysis. I mean, Zoinks this past week, a week and a half, you know, I start typing stuff out on Discord where you can see somebody writing. And finally, I just said, like, I can't correctly express myself and I know what words I'm going to put down are not going to reflect what I'm trying to tell you. Can we just get on a call? So this is a better medium for me to kind of deliver those things. So my tweet, obviously, don't date or try and date children. Don't hit children. That's my stance on those two things. I have a daughter. With all of the scary people that we're clearly seeing exist in the world, I don't want to be one of them to her. So that's a pretty easy and clear cut line for me. Mm-hmm. Two things I do want to address because I feel like I don't need to address those two things. That's just where I stand. There's things that I need to say because what happened in the discourse of the conversation against in the Red Love video is it was proliferated very quickly, rightfully so. We want to get that information out, of course. But there was so much stuff sidecarred onto it that the conversation of the issue, which was the Red Love pub, potentially what you hear, you know, it's green screened, right? It's a lean over, you hear a smack, you hear a child crying, right? That is what we should have been focused on. But there was so much stuff sidecarred to that conversation that we lost sight of that issue. Mm-hmm. We need to make every single one of these things that we deem issues their own standalone things so they can be assessed accordingly and can't muddle one with the other. And that's what made me so, obviously the situation made me incredibly angry, but the fact that that situation was lost amongst all this other nonsense that wasn't related to this could have stood on its own to the side, but now was muddled and textured back and forth into the video, which is so strong, it stands on its own. So that's infuriating to me. When we move forward, yes, we need to bring these things to light. Yes, we need to make them shared, but we need to make sure that we are sharing them in single instances so they can be assessed and dealt with in single instances. And you don't give the opportunity for these individuals to muddy the waters with the fluff that was built around it.
Yeah,
we lost sight of that. And that makes me so mad, again, because I have a daughter and like that kind of, again, certain situations are closer to people than others. That was like a rip through my chest. And then, of course, seeing the focus lost from that thing made me incredibly angry to the point where I just couldn't stand it anymore. The other thing I want to say, and this is for the individuals out here who have decided off of this past week to put on Discord and on Twitter and all over their stuff that they are now going to be like the big bads of a Pokemon community. Really? You're going to be the big bully of a Pokemon community because people don't know you or where you all have come from? Well, guess what? That's a two-way street. You don't know the stuff that everyone else in the community has gone through, lived through, experienced, and what they've built themselves up upon. So I'll tell you what, and I want this to be crystal clear. You are not a bully. You're a coward. Nobody's afraid of you. Definitely not, and certainly not in this community. there's infinite more good people than bad. And if you want to be the big bad wolf, you are not blowing this house down. Please, please be the child you are. Be sat in the corner and shut the hell up. Please play your children's video game and leave the rest of us alone as we try and rebuild this house from the awful foundation it was originally put on. That's where I'm going to leave it. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Hell yeah, Doomsnax. That is, I mean, I agree with flying colors, obviously. But thank you. Thank you for bringing that all forward. Vent, what do you want to talk about in this situation?
I mean, among the three of us, I was the most vocal on Twitter about it. So I think my stances are well known at this point. Mm-hmm. Scolded was a friend. I was on a team with him. For like a period of time, I promoted his content. I thought he was a safe person, and it's a fucking betrayal. I am nowhere near as hurt as many of my close friends. Mm-hmm. And that it's just, it fucking sucks. And so many people like just went like watching people live go through the stages of grief over what was a real loss. Like that person is, if you're a decent person, that person is probably dead to you. It's terrible. It's mm-hmm. just terrible. And then seeing that conversation evolve and kind of like the way it evolved was the like cover up of it in private communities kind of led to people digging into the people that were doing that, and then that's where the clip came from. Mm-hmm. And that clip, one, that's not the first time that clip's made the rounds. I know that for a fact. And two, it's disgusting, like genuinely disgusting. To put in perspective how bad that kind of stuff can affect people. Like I had on more than one occasion, to be honest, like people just call me like crying because they just, that kind of thing is just so hurtful, mm-hmm. not just to the child, but also to the people like that have gone through that. It's hard to think straight when you, something so emotional is on the line.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little lost in the emotions here. I apologize.
No, that's okay. But
let me just, my last thing I will say is the thing that happened, everything that's happened this year, because this is not the first incident we've had this year. This is the worst one by far, right. But this is not the first piece of quote unquote drama that was really a lot worse that's happened this year. And the thing that always gets to me personally is the deafening silence from the people that supported them, from the people that promoted them. Mm-hmm. I owed my community an apology for promoting some of the people I did. Even though I didn't know, I still owe them an apology and the forthcomingness of saying, no, this person is not worth your time.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks my heart that people are so scared of sticking their heads out that they're not willing to give the people that look up to them the respect they deserve.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is incredibly fair. It's not an easy thing, obviously, but just because it's not easy doesn't mean that it's not the correct thing to be doing. It's why we're talking about something like this on a podcast that's promoting a game like Pokemon Unite, but like we're still wanting to talk about discussions like this no matter what. Like that is something that we want to bring up and always have front of mind. So yeah, what I want to say about it is just like, absolutely. Yeah. Like this, I can't agree more that like with what Doobsnax was saying, this stuff, like, people, there are consequences for your actions. I don't know why we're ever being shocked that there aren't. These exist. You have to deal with it. I've seen some discussion in chat and stuff while this episode is going, and just being like a lot of like, geez, like the Unite community, like what on earth is going on? Do I want to be involved in it or whatever? Like, it's all this kind of stuff, and it's like, and it's also in part like the community's reaction to things like this, where they're, you know, they're sticking on promoting, they're like, you know, doubling down, things like that, that make the community, the competitive community specifically, in the game of Pokemon Unite, but the greater one itself as well, a difficult spot to be at times. And I tweeted out about it, just like, I just, next year at this time, I so desperately hope that we are not in a place like this, because this sucks, and it's really terrible to deal with. So I just want to completely agree with the sentiments of my two co-hosts here, and like United Front and all that. But yeah, Overdunk doesn't stand for this shit. And like, I'm so sick and tired of it affecting my community. We're not the only video game community like where this stuff happens. Obviously, online communities are riddled with stuff like this, but what that takes is like people being good people and rooting it out and getting rid of this, because like you just have to. So like I said, let's create safe spaces, desperately seek safe spaces, and oh my word, protect those safe spaces. If things go wrong and people aren't acting right, let's keep it safe. So that's my final opinion on that. I know it's not as like longer or as well thought out. I just think that Doobsnax and Ven really covered most of what I wanted to say. But
so yeah. Real, it's two more things, because mine wasn't really like fleshed out either. I just knew those were like two particular points I wanted to say, but in that texture, you saying stuff made me think of something, a couple other things. First one about safe spaces, the whole point is that we no longer will have to call them safe spaces, right? They'll just become the community. That's the point. Right. You don't want a safe space to be that way forever. You want the safe space to become a non-factor, because the community is in and of itself the safe space.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So we don't need to keep creating fucking bomb shelters. We need to figure out how to defuse the bomb. Okay? Uh-huh. That's the point here. So I kind of hate the term safe space, because it almost feels like you're isolating yourself, when in reality, it's we need to be fighting to grow that space into just the natural order of things is where everybody feels comfortable.
Yeah.
That's the thing there. The other thing is, and I know, gosh, I hope you don't look up to me, because almost all of you don't know me, but please, you can respect my body of work. You can respect my casting, you can respect my awful Bills takes, or disrespect me for that. You can respect this podcast, but you don't know me as a person. I am proud to say I know Zoinks and Ven as people, so I can speak to their character, but a lot of you I've never interacted with. Please don't look up to me. Respect the thing about me that has brought me into your circle, but do not put me on a pedestal of some level of moral just perseverance and the absolute pinnacle of that. Right. I fall and I falter all of the time. And I think Spraggle said it best, is you don't need to DM somebody just because you think they have a good Greninja. That was a little tongue in cheek, but it's the pretty, valid it's point
good,
is though. There.
It's pretty good.
You know, yeah. And if people message you, you don't owe them a response. If you don't know that person, even if they have all the best intentions in the world, you don't owe them a response. And that does not make you a bad person. Like, we need to start figuring out that, yes, the internet is a great place to meet great people, but there are also clearly people that are not as solid morally. And it's very difficult to identify that through Discord chats, through community Discord chats, through Twitter threads, and stuff like that. So please keep that in mind when you're interacting with all of these different individuals, whether it's Spraggles, whether it's me, whether it's Zoinks, whether it's Overlord, whether it's whoever, it doesn't matter. Please just consider that and keep that in the front of your mind. Okay, that is all the things I have to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. That's a really good exclamation point at the end of what we've been saying. But Ven, any addendums, anything else you wanted to add?
Yes, I absolutely agree. The term, like the official term, I guess, is a parasocial relationship, right?
Yeah.
You will never, ever know someone that you have not like genuinely talked to, and you have not like seen their character through other means than the persona they put on the stream. Mm-hmm. I said as much on Twitter when this discussion came up. I put on a persona in person. Sure. It's so easy for anybody to put on a persona any given time. Mm-hmm. You will never, like, it's really, like, you won't know, like, you don't know people until you know people, and don't pretend like you know people when you've never, like, said more than, like, I don't know, 500 messages in their chat or something, right?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's different. Which isn't to say that online friends can't be real friends. Let me make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
But streamers are not your friends.
Right. Exactly. It's a tough field because it's a new world we're living in. I'm like, I'm under 30 and I still have like all these trepidations to online relationships and everything. Like I don't understand them. I'm terrified of how people have to grow up these days, and that's what they're involved in. But like, I mean, it makes sense. These are real relationships. When they are real, when you've invested the time, when you've gotten to know this person, when you get to that point. So, yes, please be careful. If you ever feel uncomfortable with someone, the block button is an immediate response. Please utilize it. Cut it out. Get out of that environment.
Or hey, you know, if you're worried about like, you know, someone might like, there's ways to tell that someone blocked you on Discord. Right click, mute their DM. It's not hard.
Sure. Yeah. Do whatever you need to do to protect yourself. Keep yourself safe. That's just my best advice that I could give to anybody who's listening to this podcast and wants to be a bit more safe there. So yeah, just utilize that a little bit more. Okay. Anything else that we want to mention on the current ongoings that has been like the main topic of discussion so far in the episode? No.
Let's talk about
Pokemon Unite that. A little bit. I don't want to pivot away and just feel like we're leaving that all and like we checked it off a box. I genuinely think the discussion needed to happen.
We
wanted to say
what we had.
So yeah, sure. So let's talk about the game a little bit, because I'm not gonna lie, Unite is kind of fire right now. I am having so much fun with the game right now.
I'm sorry,
I didn't know
Unity's
how
its
to
worst,
land
the game unironically, maybe at its best.
There yeah, bonfire, dumpster fire. You can assign which those pictures get attached to which topic. But yeah, game's looking lit. And Steve just mentioned, how about them Meowscarada buffs in chat? I think that's our first topic of discussion. Meowscarada got a, whatever you want to call it, an emergency buff, monetary buff, whatever it happens. Meowscarada got some buffs very recently. A Pokemon that was released. Technically, you can earn it for free if you want to spend a lot of time doing quests and things like that. It's a great article on Esports Illustrated about how to earn Meowscarada for free. You can check it out. Written by yours
truly. Now, who might have written that article?
Yours truly. He did that. But anyway, you can't earn it for free. However, the most common way to earn the Pokemon, I did this. I just purchased the Pokemon to play it. It's a lot of fun. The community consensus when the Pokemon first launched was, this is a pretty middle-of-the-road, at best, release. Not enjoying it very much. Took Overlord a few days of streaming the Pokemon, and all of a sudden a lot of turnaround happening in the community, saying like, okay, no, this Pokemon's, it's okay, it's pretty good. And it did receive a buff. Now this has opened up a discussion of, are they buffing it so they can earn more money, blah blah blah. And while all that of that it might be true technically, my own opinion on it is like, I do think Meowscarada needed a slight buff. Most of the buffs were on the bad moveset. Yes, Flower Trick got a little bit of a buff. Whatever. Did it need it? Maybe not. Did I think it's fine after the buffs? Absolutely. Like, I don't think this thing is game-breaking. I don't think it's ridiculous. I think it's just really solid. So, that's my take there. But, opinions on the Meowscarada buffs, Deuce Next.
What a pendulum swing, right? We go from we can't get anything for months on end to we get like an insta response to a new release before the best players in the world have even successfully vetted it. So it's like,
okay, fair.
Maybe. Just maybe. I can't believe I'm saying this. We find the balance between never and every time.
Sure.
Because as it turns out, wow, people lose their gourds online. Everything, all of the time. Which makes it really difficult to find the things that are important to actually talk about. And I'm wondering, is Meowskarada one of those things? That it was like, whoop, like tornado sirens were going off. Well, in reality, it's like, oh, that was just a kid down the street playing with a horn. And if we would have just waited them to ride by on their bike, we would have known it was just a kid playing with a horn and not actually tornado rolling through. So, I don't know, dude. I'm not playing Meowskarada. That's not where I'm going to spend my time. Like, sure. I'm going to figure out this Pokemon, its value within the competitive scene, but I'm not going to be picking up the sticks and logging in saying, yeah, I want to get some Meowskarada games in.
Yeah.
Plus, I think it's, like, I don't just like the Pokemon, period, which I know puts me in a very rare and alone camp. Fine. So there you go. I mean, if you're asking me, would I rather have more patchers frequently? And maybe this is like, oh, went a little too far on the slider and they pull it back or whatever. Cool. Maybe it's the right spot. Who knows?
Oh, God.
But there you go.
All right. Fair enough. Actually, not even personally. Chat-wise, a lot of people bringing up as well all of the balance patches to the bug fixes. A whole lot of bug fixes came through on this patch as well. That is, of course, great. Like, that is wonderful. The fact that the Dodrio bug got fixed very, very quickly, considering how long bugs have existed in this game. So, very, very happy about that. That is a great thing. Big positive there. But the Meowskarada change, yeah, yet to be seen. Yet to be seen. Ven, how about you, though?
Look, I think that if you are a developer, right?
Uh-huh.
When you develop a Pokemon, like just like thinking about it for a second, like putting yourself in the mind of Timmy Studios, you have a general like goal for what the skill floor and skill ceiling of that thing is going to be, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know if a Pokemon is going to be difficult. They knew Comfy wasn't hard, so they emergency buffed it a lot. That made sense. I mean, it was probably a little too much, but like still.
Yeah. Okay, sure. I see the vision.
Yeah. Meowskarada is difficult. It is a mechanically complicated Pokemon relative to the roster. It needed time for people to figure it out. You like, even within like the first day or two of it releasing, you saw a lot of the people that dedicate a lot of their time to figuring out mechanics already saying that the Pokemon was good, right? I think that if you're Timmy and you're trying to learn a lesson here, if it does end up being a problem, which maybe it won't, I think it probably will. like just going on the trajectory, like people thought that Blaziken was bad, like even up until like after it got buffed and then it just got nerfed. I don't know.
I'm still unsure about Blaziken. I'm not super sold. I don't know. I tried it. I didn't win my first game. I don't think it's great.
True. Like, just looking at their trajectory, right? People don't learn things, though. Like, we've had a speedster get unchanged for an entire year and then, like, pop up at Worlds, you know? Like,
right? Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a character that, with its current tuning, is either going to be overpowered as people learn it more, or it might just fly under the radar. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I this feels like a wait and see. That's kind of how I'm feeling towards the Meowskarada change in general, is we're all shouting, wait and see, wait and see, wait and see, like when we see the buff happen, because it's a hard Pokemon to play, blah, blah, blah. I think we need to give that same credit to after this buff as well. Let's wait and see. Mm-hmm. Let's see if it's Giga broken, if it's not. I personally don't think it'll be that crazy strong, but all of that being said, as I like playing Pokemon Unite, I really do. I'm having a lot of fun playing this game. I primarily love watching Pokemon Unite, whether that's like top level streamers or competitive tournament gameplay. I cannot wait to watch good Meowscaradas play in competitive. I think that Pokemon's kit is so freaking cool from like a competitive five standpoint. Like, I want to see Martyrdom kills with Flower Trick. Like, when Meowscaradas back in respawn and Flower Trick gets some huge secures. I want to see like clever setup for Unite. I want to see double team baiting ultimates. Like, there are so many cool little scenarios. Now, I know right now double team doesn't like, you know, they get it back on cooldown or whatever, but in those final moments, that 10 seconds could be a difference maker. So I don't know. I think the Pokemon is going to be absolutely stunning to watch at a top level. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, speaking of bug fixes, I'm going to share with you guys the funniest thing.
Okay.
So I'm sure we've all been aware, like we've all like seen those Twitter clips of like the super fast Night Slash Zoroarks and whatever that are
right.
Like score button users. So fun fact, that was fixed this patch.
Whoa, really?
We've actually known this for a while. That bug wasn't actually on Zoroark. That was just a bug in the mechanics of the game. It's partially works. It's like there's still some parts of it that work, but like it partially was fixed.
Okay.
Every single Pokemon in the entire game had animation cancelable backswing by pressing the score button. It's just like,
yeah,
most of them don't matter.
This is the video game we play.
Or was like most of them don't matter, or like the like brief stop when you pressed the score button was worse than the animation cancel. So that's right, why nobody noticed that on any Pokemon but Zoroark.
Because you're stuck in the middle of that animation. That's kind of funny. Now I'm trying to think about if there is any Pokemon that would be worth using it retroactively. But okay, that is really interesting. It's so funny. I mean, we look back at speedrunning old school games and we're like, it's not a glitch. Like, it's, you know, it's fine. It's a speedrun. We can use this glitch. It's okay. But this is different. Of course, it's so different. Okay. Well, anyway, I think that kind of caps the discussion on Meowscarada. Speaking of players that have been learning and getting good at that Pokemon and showcasing them, we got to give a bit of a spotlight to a player who certainly has gotten a lot of it in the last few weeks. Is back-to-back world champion Overlord on Team Luminosity Gaming right now. Has won two awards recently. They have won both the Grand Finals MVP award and they won the regular season MVP award as well. So, I mean, LG having an extremely successful regular season, Ven, obviously you were there for the mix of it, two chips this year around, and then of course winning the world championship. So very decorated team. You were tied for the most tournament wins in North America with a few of their squads. So so Overlord earning their keep for sure, getting a lot of awards. Two big ones. I mean, two of the biggest ones that really could be given. In those other awards as well, for people who are just listening, there were the season best moment of the season, I think, was Lutano's carry on Venusaur at NAIC with the Beamasaur. A very hype moment. Talked about quite a bit, so that one was huge. And then we had community-voted players who were just kind of Yeah, All Might from India was huge. India won that award, and then Baby Mazo won it for the West. Mm-hmm. So, award season, I guess, has officially come to a close. I don't think there's any more awards that we're still waiting on. Some pretty cool awards given out. Deep Snacks, any thoughts on those as a whole?
Yeah, I think they're great. I love how they did that. How they came up with that and made that a thing. I got the message and say, this is our moment of the year, can you record a little video? And I was casting that moment too, so getting to kind of like relive that was terrific. And Lutano double KO Solar Beam against Brave Birders, and the camera shots of the Brave Birders team when that happened was it's one of those like perfect why you want these events at land moments, because like just the absolute shock and awe that went through them. And of course Lutano being on the other side, who is just an absolute ice in the veins, just like, yeah, obviously that happened. Like there was no doubt at all. That was just a great clip. So I'm glad I got to be a part of that particular moment there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the only thing that got a video, which makes sense because it was a moment, right. I guess. So that was cool to be able to do that. So I'm really happy I got to be a part of it.
Yeah, that was cool. And now that we have talked about it, I think Rookie of the Year was another potential award that was discussed. I don't know if that one will be coming out or happening. Rookie of the Year is very tough in a game that has been only released 2 years now. I think as the game matures and the scene moves on and the competitive scene hopefully one day grows or moves on in time.
I hope that the master plan worked.
Yes. Okay, there we go. I'm very curious what you're talking about, but yes.
You don't remember? It's from the Lost episode.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Okay, the Lost episode. Only Twist Shatters know. But Ven, any talk on the awards season that was happening in the championship series?
Look, it's pretty unambiguous that Billy is the best player there is. It's like, I don't think anybody wants to even like contest that. Although I will say for all season MVP, justice for Bluebell.
Justice for Bluebell.
Bluebell the legend. Bluebell the legend. I will say this.
Yeah, go ahead, Doomsdice.
Obviously Overlord is an amazing player, but I love Slash and Elo, and I can't say enough, I'm going to miss watching Elo play next year they're truly out, because so much stuff that Elo did to facilitate Overlord to get these accolades should be studied by every support on the planet, no exception. Mm-hmm. Maybe the only person that can take the Cliff Notes version of that course is JL, but everybody else I think could hop on and learn something. I loved watching Elo play. I love jabbing Elo for his absolute stoic presence at every given moment in the highest of highs and lowest of lows.
He won the world championships and on stage. It's like, yeah, it's pretty cool. When I put a microphone in his face, I mean,
literally, I said on broadcast when they won the world championships, and I was like, oh, did you see right there? That's the only time we've ever seen Elo smile.
Right.
And it was like,
he's just on a mountain. It's okay.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Anyways, going to miss watching Elo play a lot. Just wanted to get that out there. Because when you can't. You can, but you shouldn't be. You shouldn't talk about Overlord without talking about Elo. Yeah. That's my opinion.
True.
I think Overlord has proven themselves now 2 years in a row to be clearly the best player or one of the best players in the entire game. So I think they are deserving of some awards. But I did want to kind of open the discussion to Grand Finals MVP. Just curious if you guys had another vote or maybe even a runner-up. Deucenext, you just mentioned Elo, who I think you thought would be a greater representation. I personally think Rin was a great candidate for the Grand Finals MVP. I thought in that game in particular, they really went off. They had just a lot of versatility in terms of the draft, playing a lot of even different roles to a point, and I thought they did extremely well. So I thought that Rin definitely deserving of awards in that scenario. Ven, how about you? Is there anybody that you think alongside Overlord or maybe just a different vouch for the Grand Finals?
Timmy Studios for blessing us with Lapras.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Who Rin played, so that's what I'm gonna keep.
I mentioned this. I think when was it? Oh, it was in our chat. Me and you were messaging Zoinks, and I was like, in my mind, in the finals, I see nothing but Rin's absolutely duffed Hydro Typhoon, right before Ray, and then turns around and seals Ray with a boosted auto or something. Right. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm like, that's just what's burned in. For some reason, that mind wipes everything, every positive thing they did in the three games. I'm not saying they didn't play amazing, because I know they did, but that's a hurdle in my mind I can't get over. If you're asking me my Grand Finals MVP, gotta be Elo, baby.
Gotta be Elo. All right. Monster. Fair enough. Okay, great.
Slash
right behind, yeah. Yeah, I've learned of how vocal Slash is in drafts, so that was definitely a vouch for me, just in that situation. But Okay, we are we're coming close to the end of the time. I did want to mention a little bit. I feel like every episode we talk about, we'll talk about ACL next week. We'll talk about ACL next week. I think what was actually going to happen is once, probably a week before the LAN finals in Bangkok, we will do an episode that will be primarily dedicated to ACL. That'll give everybody who's going to be on that show a bit more of a chance to watch some more of the ACL, take a look at these teams. But in just a little bit of Hot Topic news, Elevate, aka runner-up at the World Championships this year, Silverman, who used to be Omo Abyssinian, were eliminated and are not going to be represented. They got kicked out in qualifiers in kind of a crazy game. I watched it. Yeah, it was pretty surprising to see them lose that game, is all I'm going to say. But yeah, Elevate, unfortunately, not going to be representing Philippines at the sub-qualifier for the LAN finals. It gets a little complicated. They're unfortunately not going to be attending. But
like a Russian doll of qualifications.
Yeah,
like,
seriously. It's so confusing. But at yeah, Batse Org Curse, absolutely. Ben, you know about this.
Especially coming for Bats.
Okay, yeah. Who kicked out LG with the Lane Greninja? Absolute legend, Bats. Yes, thank you. Thank you for pulling it off. That's the best. But yeah, if anybody is interested in that. To just say, though, it seems like the team is still in pretty good spirits. They're, like, wanting to come back stronger, get better. So, yeah, don't worry. It's they'll definitely be back in competing, it sounds like, as a roster of five. So I don't think they're too disheartened. But, yeah, definitely we're going to see some new talent, I suppose. Talent went on kind of a run. So cool to see Big Org still doing big things like Talent Esports. But yeah, Deuce Next, you watched India. Is there anything you wanted to mention about the Indian scene, about what's going on there, or not really yet?
I only made it. I was on one that night. I think I was up till like 4 a.m. trying to watch it.
Heck yeah.
And at some point, I was just like, I need to go to bed. And I don't know how they set up their broadcast, but one 3-game set was almost an hour. Like I only got like 2 sets in. I'm like, it's 4 a.m. Like, this is insane. Like, I can't do this. Yeah. But it looks like, Revenant is leading the charge with Crowley again.
Okay, cool.
They just picked them back up, little flip of the script. Clearly, like, a powerhouse individual that is the lightning rod for where these orgs want to be, and that's got to be based on their historical track record in other esports MOBAs on big stages. But they seem to put together a pretty good squad, and they're taking it one game at a time. He's in game as Burzum now, and I actually know the reason for the change is because he was streaming and was getting stream sniped so much as Crowley that he changed his setup to go as Burzum, so he got a stream sniped less. And then when he signed up for the first tournament, he went to change it, and they're like, you can't change it, you signed up as RNT Burzum or whatever. So
yes.
Now he's like I'm just stuck with this all year, and they're like, yes. So there you go, now it's locked in.
I guess one of the only players will let get away with some name change shenanigans like that.
You don't get away with that. Like, you should have just put your stream on a delay. Like, come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I guess so. Yeah. Shout out to Curly and Alt Mizard.
I didn't know Carly was from OCE.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Listen, you got to change it. Oh, yeah. OCE drama. That's fun. Anyway, maybe we'll talk about it later. Who knows?
It's not worth it.
No, not worth it at all. But it is bringing us close to the end of our show. So, Ven, fortunately, it's been awesome having you on the podcast. Before you get to say what you were hoping to say, I'm going to jump in. Thank you so much for all the help, support, and work you put into the show. It's been so fantastic having you as a host. Obviously, you are always welcome back whenever you want to be on the show. You know that. My DMs are open for that. But thank you so much. But I know you wanted the pedestal for a little bit to kind of just say what you were hoping to. So feel free. The stage is yours.
Okay. Look, I have been in the Unite community from before the dawn. I remember like spending a bunch of time in this silly little Reddit Discord talking with people about the baby MOBA that didn't exist yet, spending hours trying to figure out if a physical special split even existed by using Assault Vest when like all the descriptions were in Japanese and we had no idea what was going on.
That's awesome. It's
been a long journey. I've been a community leader since pretty close to the start. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've done my best to try to direct the community in a good direction, and sometimes I've been bad at that. In some ways, you know, there's a part of me that like feels responsible for where it is today. Obviously, like that's not true. One person can only have so much influence, but like, right. Was there anything I could have done better, you know? Mm-hmm. And there definitely was. If there's one thing that I want anyone to learn from any of this, one core concept that runs through each and everything we talked about today, from the horrible things to the stupid OCE drama, actually, to the Biauskarada buffs, all of them share a common point. That is, people have a difficulty in the world, but within our community, reflecting. People have a difficulty learning from mistakes. If you take the time, no matter what it is in your life, if something seems to be going wrong, if you take the time to genuinely analyze it, there is so much wisdom to be gained. And if you take the time to, before you do something, think about how it will affect yourself and how it will affect others, you will find your world improving drastically. Mm-hmm. That's the core issue at hand. Thank you, everybody, for thank you, everybody, for being there. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to listen to some silly trans girl from Idaho. I didn't even join the community as a trans girl.
You've had a journey for sure.
Yeah. And I wish you all the best. And hey, you know, maybe I'll pop in some other time, but I need some time to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we want you to chase down whatever's going to make you happy, of course. But thank you for sharing all that you have just in that insight. But of course, how much love and care you've given towards the podcast as well. It's been so, so awesome. So thank you for helping Overdunk be what Overdunk was. So thank you very much. Dupes next. Any farewell sentiments?
Yeah, gonna miss you on the show, of course. I've specifically as an individual learned a lot from you, about yourself, about the trans community, you know, experiences that I obviously could not relate to as an individual. You have been able to share those and bring those to light with me and help me grow as a person, like you were just mentioning. You've called me out on some things. You're like, that's a little out of pocket, and here's why, and help me understand when I am, towing the line or crossing it, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And I always appreciate that. And that's the what I can say is the commitment you've made to the community is to make sure that everybody understands when they cross a line, why that is, what that means, who it impacts, and the, you know, ramifications of those actions. And not everybody's willing to listen, but you're always willing to help them understand if they are willing to grow. And that's invaluable. And I cannot say the same for myself. I have not put myself out there for this community in that regard as well or as often as you have. And that's incredibly commendable. And you should be recognized for that. And I'm very happy to do so. Happy to call you a friend. And of course, just like Zoinks, my DMs are, of course, always open. Our Overdunk DM is not going to switch up anytime soon. I can't imagine that's the case. So please do not be a stranger. Take care of yourself. Do everything you need to for yourself. Know that we're always here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yes, I see chat already saying all of the thank you, Vince. Thank you, thank you. Make sure to keep those going. But Vin, it is now the end of the show. So is there any kind of plugs you want to do? Where can people find you when seeing us? I'll be on the podcast. So where can they find you online? Stuff like that. If you want to be found online. Like that. Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm probably not gonna be streaming anytime soon. My apartment makes it difficult, and also mm-hmm. like I got life. Do I want to spend this weekend poring over a bunch of spreadsheets, or like do I want to just like go to that gay nightclub that my friends invited me to?
That sounds way. I would choose one of those, and I think we all know which one I would choose. Because yeah, paperwork sucks.
But yeah, like I'll still be around on Twitter. Lazadim1, it's Lazadim1 on Twitter. I will probably be unfollowing a bunch of Unite people. Don't take it personally if it's anybody else. I need to protect my peace. When you've been embedded in something for as long as I have, you kind of need to rip yourself out of it or you'll find yourself dragged back in.
Okay, well, go follow there if you'd like to, and go over there for the political tweets, because that's what I like to be a part of. Deuce Next, anything to plug before we close out the show?
No, I don't want to take away from Vince last episode. Thanks.
Fair enough. Then I won't either. But if you want to check out these episodes and all the ones that Vin have been on before, of course, youtube.com/UniteMics, and you can check out on Overdunk on all the podcasting platforms that exist. So thank you, everybody, but mostly the biggest of thank yous. Thank you so much to Vin, and I really do hope that one day in the future we see you back on the show. Can't wait. But until then, we'll see you all next time, everybody.